On this episode of Keeping It Real, let's get real. Happy Friday, my little crystals. It's a great day to be alive. We were walking, we were talking, we were breathing. And if you're lucky enough, you have hot water. Happy Friday. We made it through the week, my little crystals. And this morning, today, has been nothing but bittersweet for TE. I've been a little tired, and it's funny because when I get tired, I sometimes say I'm sad, and then I'm like, wait, T, you're not sad. You're exhausted. Have you eaten today? Maybe you're hungry. You're not sad, and I'm not. I've just been working really hard, finishing up my month of April with my cheerleading team has been a push. We've been practicing more, adding extra practices because we go to Worlds next week. We go to Florida and we compete against everyone in the United States and international. China will be there, Switzerland, Germany, Canada, and the list goes on. So I've just been really in the gym heavy. And since it's an adult team, we practice late and it's about an hour drive for me. So I don't usually get home until 11:30 at night, and it takes me about 2 hours to wind down. So last night I didn't go to bed until around 3, and I woke up and I had to do, not even had to, I get to do my ECF sessions, and they started at 11 o'clock, which thank goodness, for some reason, I put 10, and the client I was meeting with was in Texas, so they are an hour before, so it's like 9 o'clock where they are at, 10 o'clock my time, so it was 10 o'clock her time, and I was like, woo, I have an extra hour and a half to get in my own energy and really prepare myself before tuning in to her energy, to my client's energy. Being a little resistant, I showered, I got myself in my good mindset, did my morning meditation, set my intention and affirmations for the day. And before going on and connecting, it was the first session of really going into ECF. And the first sessions are usually, I don't want to say the toughest, but they're extremely vulnerable in the sense of you don't know what you're getting yourself into. It's the first time you're going to really experience what this even is. And on top of it, integration is all about calling every single piece of yourself back to you. So you being able to sit and observe you growing up through the years and the experiences you had to then merge that back. And I think what happens is a lot of us, especially that are grieving, it brings up different moments and times that might have not been our most precious times, our most memorable times. But every single experience led to where we are. And before going into other dimensions or connecting to other consciousness, I like to do this to ensure that I am bringing all of them with us so I don't mess up anybody's psyche. And so this morning, not that I was apprehensive, but the client has been in the sense of she's been wanting to do this for a while. I think for her, it's more everybody is, every client. They're just like, what the hell am I getting into? And so I was kind of like, I want to do her integration on a day where she really is not feeling any fear and where she can really just let go and have fun with me. And so as you all know, we have to book these out. It's not like, you know, yeah, there's divine timing. But at the same time, I like to be professional. And if something's booked out for a certain time, even if I'm not 100%, I give it my 100. So if I'm 80 for the day, I'm going to give all 80 of me. Luckily, I am 100. And at first, I wasn't feeling it. But once I started getting into her energy, it totally switched. And I turned on. I started beaming because of her soul. Anyway, I just want to stress the importance. For me, before going into any session, it's essential that I detach from any of the energies that I am connected to so that I am going into it very clean and none of my ego or pride are stepping in the way, just being more of the vessel to open that space up for a client. And I think I put a lot of pressure on myself to show up even in the days that I don't, in the sense of for newer clients, I will push myself because they're not seasoned yet to understand that they're better off having me at my 100. So if I said, can we push it back 30 more minutes? I just need to get in my energy. They will now understand versus somebody that's just already paid. And, you know, I'm very premium. my prices are higher, but it's because I give my all and I know my worth in the sense of what I put into it. And so once we kind of get into that realm of understanding one another and energy, that's when I will push back, even if it's 15 minutes, to make sure that I'm in that light. But anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. It's not that I don't ever want to not be on time. I also want to make sure I'm always intentional with my energy before tuning into my client's energy. So going in today, being able to detach, started off on the right note, and I just felt it in my gut. And I'm doing her numbers, I'm getting ready, I'm excited, and I notice it's her birthday. And I'm like, oh my goodness, talk about perfect way to open up this new chapter for her and get her excited for this new year of being 35. And so, as I burp, excuse me, I sent her everything, and her dad's energy was really strong. Her dad passed, and I didn't want to force her to connect with her dad right away. I really wanted to integrate her first, but at the same time, she shared with me that she was nervous to do integration because of PTSD and certain things that happened in her life. And I said, listen, you are in control. I'm going to give you a fast forward remote. And once we do this, if there's pockets in time that you want to fast forward, I want you to fast forward, but just watch her grow and observe and send her love. And you will have control over this. If you feel like it's a lot for you, I'll bring you back into your body. But let's go into it. I really have a good feeling about this. And so we go in, and she opened her heart to be so vulnerable, to the point where she was nothing but in God's light. And what I mean by God's light is the highest frequency is white energy, gold, white light. And when we see these colors, especially in visuals, it's an indication that your soul is authentic and that you are true to yourself. And even though you might feel that you are lost, we're all in this life together. We're all just bumping around, doing our best, okay? No one knows what they're doing. Being in white light is always going with your system and always going with what feels right to you and not ever forcing anything because society tells you, friends, family, etc. So going into her stream of consciousness, it was all white. And typically, first client, it's usually like dark, it's usually mundane, it's usually red, it's very low vibration. Hers wasn't, and it was, again, it got me so excited. So getting into this frequency and adjusting to it, we got to her door, and I always have them create a safe space. And when we were setting the intention, we called on her guides, the universe, to open this up. And when we walked in, she walked into a beautiful outside scenery of mountains. And I asked her if she felt this place being familiar. And it was a place in Seattle where she goes to hike. And I had her do a panorama. She looked to the left and right. And she was just there by herself. And I had her just observe and absorb. All of that peace, all of that calmness. There was a trail to the right, and there was also like to the left, like more like flat land. And we felt called to go into the wilderness, and there was a path for her to follow that had red markers on the trees. And she followed it, and it led her to a beautiful waterfall, like a little opening of water. And it was just beautiful. I mean, this is just, this sounds crazy of me even sharing this and saying where we were journeying to, but that's what it looked like. And so when we got there, I set up a blanket and I had her just take it all in again before we really started her integration. And this is where things really got even more special. Keep in mind, the whole time I'm having her speak back to me and talk to herself and be interactive so that she's out of her psyche. And even at the beginning, I'm like, make it up. Even if you have to make up everything at first, that's how your mind will finally let go eventually to have your third eye open, your pineal gland. And so she all of a sudden was like, Thomas, I see my dad. And I wasn't expecting this. I felt a strong spirit in her space, but it was love. I didn't feel nervous. And I asked her if she felt okay to call him forward, and she did. And when we were calling him forward, we got to see what he was wearing. And he was like in a collared shirt, if I remember correctly. And he came to give her extra energy and support and reassurance that she can integrate today, that she can bring all pieces of her back, and that she's ready to do it. And her dad actually called her younger self in. And this is the first time ever that I had another spirit, a loved one, come and help integrate my client's soul. Having the chills all over my body, her younger self came in around 7 or 8, and she was shy, but just full of energy, full of love, full of color, life. And she wanted to sit with her dad, so she actually got with her dad, and we asked her little self if she would come back to us today, if she would come back to my client. And as long as your younger self always says yes or alludes to a yes, I will continue. If not, I'll bring you back to your body, and we'll take our time with integration. With her younger self, she was like, I'm ready, let's do this. And when she stood up to go walk to the water, I had her and her dad help her grow right before her very eyes. And with each step towards the waterfall, she just started getting older, turning 8 and then turning 9. And she grew up all the way up until she was 35. And at that point, her higher self, her 35-year-old self, came back to her. And as she came back to her, all of her pieces flooded. I was super, super emotional for her too, with just love, with courage, with strength, with power. I felt the renewal. And as all of this recharging, all of this shedding of the old and coming back into herself, her dad was able to be there and witness and share this with her. When she was done in the waterfall, merging both of herselves back to her, all of herselves, I asked her if she had enough energy, if she wanted to just hang out with her father and see if there's anything that he wants to share with her. And I respected their space. And through this, he shared some amazing messages. She got to experience it, feel it, know it herself. And I couldn't be more proud of her for not only doing this today, but for being vulnerable and allowing herself to push herself outside her comfort zone for her to experience something that she's always wanted to but didn't know what it would look like. That's how I would put it. We all want to connect to our parents, especially after they pass. And I think a lot of us put pressure on what that would look like. And I think kind of going into it today with new expectations led us to this beautiful connection. I don't want to share too much with the feeling of exploiting this individual and her connection. It's sacred, especially when we are tuning into energy that our loved ones that passed. I want to respect not only their spirit, but also my client. And so I just want to say shout out to Kitty. Thank you so much for today. You did it. You connected. You felt it. And this is just the beginning for you. Your whole world is opening up. And I'm so excited to be part of this journey with you. To all my little crystals that have been listening to the podcast and been wanting to get unstuck, been wanting to live out their best life, book an ECF. I would love to help you connect back to yourself and show you the light that you are. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Feel free to reach out with any questions or concerns, and you also can leave a little voice memo of anything you're going through, and it would be an honor for me to see what I feel energetically and feature you on an episode. Click the link in the description below. When in doubt, don't forget to crystal it out. The birds are chirping. I don't know if you can hear them, but it's beautiful. I feel like Snow White right now. Make it a great day.